I looked at the scripture today, and it's on authority. And I thought about all the authorities that we're faced with. We're faced with the law. We're faced with people who are over us in our employment. We have authority in this group. We're the bride of Christ. That gives us authority, but it, more importantly, it gives us connection to God. The Pharisees in the Old Testament were working on the authority of the scriptures, but they were also appealing to the crowds. They had added extra things to it because they wanted to be so careful about protecting the scriptures that they totally destroyed the real meaning. Now, today, one of the things that we do is we say, if it's legal, it must be right. Anything is legal. And that's what I'm hearing with the politics now. If he got away with it, if he wasn't charged, if he wasn't convicted in a court, there must be innocence. And that's an authority that speaks to a lot of people, especially when you talk about a crowd mentality. Because the body that many people belong to, whispering in each other's ears, are your friends. They're the people you associate. They're the media. And they're going to be swayed along by this. Well, others agree with me, it must be right. If it's on the internet, it must be right. But one thing I learned about, a very hard way, is that just because something is legal does not make it moral, ethical, or right. I had some things happen to me as a young adult that were definitely very wrong. Nobody got punished, so it must be all right. But it wasn't. I'm grateful that I have a connection to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have a connection to the body of Christ, so that when I think in my mind, you know, I would love to get even, but you know, there's no way to get even for that. There's no way. And I have a connection to Christ, and he says that he is the judge, he's the jury. That connection to Christ gives me grace. And I always wondered, why do we have to have communion every week? What is this body of Christ? But here in this place, I've discovered what the body of Christ is. The communion's a symbol. It brings us together. We eat together. It nourishes us. It nourishes us both in our minds, in our hearts, and in the community of believers. But even more than that, it is a connection to God directly. So I'm going to invite you to join me in communion.